All right, Shabbos, say good morning or good night. Let's begin. So first of all, our shiur sponsored this month by Paul and Kathy Pollack, in memory of Solomon Floret Pollack, Sarah Bas Avram, Shmuel Ben Zachariah. May the Neshamas have an aliyah, the family, and the Chama. We thank the Pollack Mishpacha for their sponsorship. Shikoyach. And also by the Wilner family, in commemoration of the yard site of Sarah Shendel Bas Binyamin Halevi, a.k.a. Grandma, whose yard site was this past week. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah and Shem will have an aliyah and the family in the Chama. Rabbi, so with that, let's begin. A lot to do today. Today's daf is Daf Hey 5. We are picking up on Dalid Amud Beis by the Mishnah, the second class Mishnah on the Daf. 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. So hopefully by now, Imam is getting into Maseches Harius. You see the incredible beauty of it, the incredible intensity of it, a little bit of a different kind of limud. Thank you so much, Steve. Than what we're normally used to, but something very exciting nevertheless. It says in the Mishnah, Horu Beis Din Shogigin, Va'asu Kol HaKal Shogigin. If Beis Din made a mistaken, erroneous ruling, and Klal Yisrael acted upon this ruling, B'Shogig as well, in other words, Klal Yisrael did not realize that ultimately something was wrong, they had done something wrong. Mevi'in Par. So ultimately, again, they bring the Par Ha'alam Davar Min HaTzibur. This is a special carbon that's brought when Klal Yisrael unintentionally follows an erroneous ruling of Beis Din. Mezidin va'asur shogigin. What happens if Beis Din purposely gave an erroneous ruling, but Klal Yisrael again were shogigin? In other words, Klal Yisrael didn't realize that the ruling was incorrect. So the halacha is mevi'in kispa usira. So once they will see this, what this essentially means is that the kispa usira is another way of saying a personal chatos. So in this case, I will say where the intention, the erroneous ruling of Beis Din was intentional, Klal Yisrael was shogig. So in that case, there's no par ha'alam davar min hatzibur. There's just personal liability through a regular chatos. Shogigin ba'asum azidin hara elu p'turim. If the Beis Din was shogig, but the people knew Beis Din was wrong, but they still intentionally violated, then the halacha is pater, then there's no carbon. So we'll see, there's no par ha'alam davar min hatzibur, because as we'll see, par ha'alam davar min hatzibur is only when everyone is shogig. That's number one. And of course, there's no personal liability, there's no chatos, because chatos is also only brought in a case of shogig, and in this case, Klal Yisrael were mezidin. So the Gemara goes weiter. Shogigin va'asu mezidin hara elu p'turin. So we can infer from the Mishnah as follows, that if Beis Din delivered their ruling b'shogig, but Klal Yisrael went ahead and acted b'mezid, hara elu p'turin. Ultimately, again, they are potter. They are potter. No par ha'alam davar min hatzibur. We can infer from this that if it was shogig dumya demezid, that if it was, what does that mean? That it's chayiv. What's the case of shogig dumya demezid? Ve'echidami shahoru based in shechelev mutar. So based in, we had this case earlier, based in paskin mistakenly that chelev was mutar. Finis chalif lo b'shumen, and then I will say what happens. I have a piece of chelev and a piece of shumen. My chelev and my shuman, which remember, shuman is permitted fat, chelev is prohibited fat, gets mixed up, va'achlo, and I end up eating chelev. But remember again, my intention wasn't to eat chelev. What was my intention to do? My intention was to eat shuman, but yet I ended up eating the chelev. So we'll say, what's talach? So then Gemara says, lema, I'm sorry, va'achlo. So we'll say that would be a case of shogeg dumya demezid, which sounds like, based on what the Mishnah said, that should be a case of where I should be covered ultimately again in my liability by the Pesach of the Beis Din. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, tif shota debayrai barchamo. But yet again, if that's the case, that it can be inferred from the Mishnah, yet why does Rami Barchama ask that very question earlier? Amar lo chamishum de tana reisha mezidin va'asu shogigin, tanu seifa shogigin va'asu mezidin. Trabosu, which the Gemara answers, no, don't infer anything from this lashon. Rather, again, what the Mishnah was just aiming for was Mishnaic symmetry. Since the beginning of the Mishnah began by saying shogeg, since the beginning said mezidin va'asu shogegin, therefore the Seifa just wrote shogegin va'asu mezidin. But we'll say the takeaway from this Mishnah is that in order to be chayiv in a par ha'elam davar min hatzibur, in order to be chayiv ultimately for this specific type of carbon, it has to be shogegin on the part of Beis Din and shogeg on the part of Klal Yisrael. Beis Din must be mistaken, must be shogeg in their delivery of an erroneous ruling, and Klal Yisrael must be shogeg in their reliance on Beis Din. If everybody is shogeg, then ultimately, again, we can bring the par ha'alam davar minat zibor. Says the Mishnah, Horu Beis Din v'asu kol akal o ruban al piyem. Let's say, so Beis Din delivers their erroneous psak, and what happens? All of Klal Yisrael, or for that matter, a majority of Klal Yisrael, acts on the psak. So we'll say, what's that? Locha, mevi'en par. So we bring a par halam davar minat zibor. So we'll say, here we're adding another qualification. That, so qualification number one is that the Beis Din has to be b'shogeg, Klal Yisrael has to be b'shogeg. Next qualification I will say is that there must be either kol ha'kal, which we'll discuss what that means, or ruban, either the entire Klal Yisrael or the majority of Klal Yisrael has to act based on the mistaken ruling of Beis Din. If that happens, we'll say they bring a par. If it happens to be that the mistaken ruling was regarding Avodah Zarah, then u'b'avodas kochav mevi'en par v'soyer. So ultimately, again, we'll say for Avodah Zarah, there's not just the par, but there's an additional soyer as well. Rabbi Huda says something very interesting. He says, yud beis shvatim mevi'en yud beis parim. We'll say he says the following. That ultimately, again, if we're talking about a situation where all the Shvatim sinned, so every single Shevet brings their own par. So again, I will say, same case. Ultimately, again, Beis Din delivered an erroneous ruling. The tribes act, Klal Yisrael acts on that ruling. Rabbi Huda comes along and says that each Shevet must bring their own par ha'alam davar minat zibor. U'ba'avodas kochavim, mevi'en yud beis parim u'shtem asar sirim. And again, if the mistake was with Avodah Zarah, then each Shevet must bring its own par as well as its own seer for 12 parim and 12 sirim. Posehei medalef. Rabbi Shimon says, yud gimel parim u'ba'avodas kochavim shlosha asar parim. So let's listen to this. Yud gimel sirim. Par v'sar l'chol shevet u'shevet, par v'sar l'beis din. Rabbi Shimon has an interesting sheet. Rabbi Huda builds on Rabbi Huda, and he says that I will say the halacha is that for par ha'alam davar minat zibor, each shevet brings their own, and what? Yeah. Beis Din also brings one. So for example, I will say in a normal case, quote unquote normal case, so there would be 13 parim, one for each tribe, and Beis Din would bring their own. If it was Avodah Zarah, it would be 13 parim and 13 seirim. So the Gemara says, Horu Beis Din va'asu zayin shatim oruban. What happens if Beis Din administers an erroneous ruling? And seven tribes. So we'll say, we mentioned this yesterday. Seven shvatim, oruban apien. So we'll say, or for that matter, the majority of Klal Yisrael. And we'll say, now in this case, remember again, we're talking about two different things over here. There's either a tribal majority or a numerical majority. Tribal majority is when seven of the tribes go ahead and follow the erroneous ruling. Or the Gemara says, oruban, or the numerical majority of Klal Yisrael, even if it's less than seven tribes. So the halacha is mevi'en par. U'ba'avodas kochav mevi'en par v'sar de Remeir. So also Remeir says that halacha l'maisa, as long as you have either a tribal majority or a numerical majority of Klal Yisrael following the erroneous ruling of Beis Din, that triggers the par ha'alam davar minat zibor issue. Rabbi Huda says as follows. Rabbi Huda Omer, zayin shvatim shechatu, mevi'en zayin parim. Rabbi Huda says, if seven of the tribes sinned, then each tribe brings its own par ha'alam davar minat zibor. So this is Rabbi Huda l'shitaso. Rabbi Huda always holds that each tribe, each shevet, brings its own par. Furthermore, he says something amazing. He says, "Ushar shvatim shalochatu." What about the other tribes who didn't do anything wrong? Mevi'en al yedehen par. Ultimately, again, I will say, the tribes who didn't sin bring a par for the tribes who did sin. Why? He says, the Gemara says, "Sha'af ilu shalochatu mevi'en al yedechotin." Because ultimately, again, even the tribes who did not sin bring a par on behalf of those tribes who did sin. Rabbi Shimon says, Ches parim, u'ba'avodas kochavim, ches parim v'ches seirim, par v'sar l'chol shevet, v'shevet par v'sar l'beizin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, only the tribes who sinned go ahead and bring a karban. But Rabbi Shimon, as in his what Rabbi saying, is that Beis Din brings its own karban. So each tribe will bring its karban, Beis Din will bring its own additional karban. Horu Beis Din shal echa min hashvatim va'asa osa shevet apien. This is actually very interesting. What happens if the high court of one of the shvatim, you know, each of the shvatim also had their own courts. Let's say one of the high courts of one of the shvatim paskined erroneously, delivered a wrongful psak, and that shevet acted on that psak, what's the halacha? Also shevet uchayiv, ushar kalashvatim p'turim de Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda also will say that that shevet who followed its bezdin is chayiv for a par, but the other shvatim are pater. Ve'acharm the chachamim say no, ein chayoven ela al horoya ela al Harios, so here you go, the name of the Masechta, Harios Beis Din HaGadol. So we'll say the Chachamim say, no, Par Ha'elam Darvim Min HaTzibur, we'll say, is only brought if there is one Beis Din who delivers an erroneous ruling. And which Beis Din is that? That's the High Court, the Sanhedrin. Shene Amar Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishku V'lo Adas Oso Shevet. So we'll say, interesting enough, the way the Chachamim understand this, Adas Yisrael is actually a reference to the Sanhedrin, as we're going to see. So the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say that if a tribal court goes ahead and delivers an erroneous ruling, there is no liability for Par Ha'elam Davar Min HaTzibor, only if the Sanhedrin issues an erroneous ruling. Tan Rabbanan. So we'll say, we now have a fundamental three of machlokis in the Mishnah. We're going to analyze this now. So Tan Rabbanan. Yadu Shehoru V'tohu Mahoru. So we'll listen to this case. Let's say Beis Din realized that they had issued an erroneous ruling, but what? They didn't realize, or they don't remember what the wrong psak was. If you look at the first Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi says, Yadu shahoru v'toma shahoru, kilomar horu bezin shechelev motri b'bitl miktas, v'asu kalapien v'achlu shogigin chelev v'dam, d'avichad b'shigagas maisa, bilvad v'chad b'hora, v'achakach yadu shahoru shalo karoi, ela shetob ma'shahoru de'inim yodim im alachilev horu o ala dam. So let's listen to this case. Beis Din realized that they made an erroneous ruling. They just forgot what the erroneous ruling was. So they know either we permitted chelev or dam. We just can't remember which one. In the interim, what happens? Klal Yisrael consumed both of these things. So the Shaar Bosai says, what do you do in this kind of case? So yachol yu chayoven, you might have thought that Beis Din, that there'd be a par ha'elam davar min hatzibor tam lomar v'nod'a hachatas. So the pasuk says that the sin became known. Velo sheyodu achotin. It's not just enough to know that the people sinned, but rather again, for a par ha'elam davar min hatzibor, what does there have to be? There has to be a specific knowledge as to what the erroneous psak actually was. Asher chatu. So both say, and that indeed is halacha lemaisa. In order to trigger a par ha'elam davar min hatzibor liability, there has to be clarity as to what the wrong psak was. If Beis Din says, listen, we know we delivered a wrong psak, but what? We don't know what the psak was, then that cannot trigger a par ha'elam davar min hatzibor liability. Asher chatu, chatu shnei shvatim mevi'en shnei parim. If two tribes went ahead and sinned, so we'll say they bring two parim, shlosha, mevi'en shlosha. So we'll say, or three tribes made a mistake. So ultimately, again, they bring three parim. Oh, eino omer ela chatu shnei yechidim mevi'en shnei parim, chatu gimel mevi'en gimel. Or I might have thought, maybe even if it's not tribes, but maybe ultimately, again, if three and two individuals, an individual makes a mistake, he also brings the par ha'elam davar min hatzibor. Therefore, again, the pasuk says, Tamud lomar, hakal chayiv, v'chol kal chayiv. Well, so therefore, the pasuk says, it is only the kal who brings a par ha'elam davar min hatzibor, never min hayochid. But what does it mean, v'chol kal v'kal chayiv, ketzad, chatu shnei shvatim mevi'en shnei parim, chatu zayim mevi'en zayim, Usharsh, so we'll say, therefore, again, what do we learn from this? If two tribes sinned, each of those tribes brings a par ha'elam davar min hatzibor. Similarly, if seven tribes sinned, so seven tribes bring a par ha'elam davar min hatzibor. And furthermore, ushar shvatim shalochatu mevi'en al yideihen par. So I'll say, ultimately, again, and even the tribes who did not sin bring a par on behalf of the tribes who did sin. Shafilu elu shalochatu mevi'en al yidei achotin. Lekach ne'emar kal, lechayiv al kol kahal v'kal divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll say, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda sheet, I will say, is twofold. Number one, that there is individual tribal liability, that if a particular shevet goes ahead and commits or follows the erroneous psak or the Beis Din, that shevet brings a par ha'elam davar min hatzibor. Now, both say, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that called Shevet V'Shevet Ikri Kahal. He holds, remember again, the operative word by Parhelam Davamin Atzibor is Kahal. Torah says there is only liability when the Kahal follows an erroneous psak of Beis Din. The Machlokes is going to be what? How do you define Kahal? Rabbi Yehuda defines Kahal as a Shevet. So if an individual Shevet follows an erroneous psak of Beis Din, in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, they have to bring a par helam davar min atzibor. That's part one. But not only that, even the tribes who did not sin bring a par helam davar min atzibor for what? For the tribes who did. For the tribes who did. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That ultimately, so therefore again, the Gemara says, L'chayiv al-kol kal v'kal div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda ultimately holds that halach l'maisa again, the tribes who sinned, go ahead and what? Bring a par halam davar min atzibor, and the tribes who did not sin, bring a par for the tribes who did sin.
Altogether one, or
each shevet?
So there's always 12.
There's always 12. So Rabbi Shimon says, Zayin shvatim shechatu. So listen to this. Mevi'in zayin parim, ubezim mevi'in al yideyem par. Shene emar lemata kal, vene emar lemala kal. Ma kala omar lemala bezdin makal. Af kala omar lemata bezdin makal. So what's it? Rabbi Shimon says a little bit differently. Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Huden that what? In that when an individual shevet sins, so that shevet brings a par helam davar min atzibor. But he adds in one thing and he disagrees on one thing. He adds in that when a Shevet brings a par, who else brings a par? I will say, The Beis Din. What he disagrees with is where in Rabbi Huda's model, the non-sinning Shvatim will also bring a par on behalf of the Shvatim who did sin, but yet Lamais again, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. So what's Rabbi Shimon's model? The Shvatim who committed the Avera, who inadvertently relied on an erroneous psak of the Beis Din, so they will bring a par, plus the Beis Din who delivered the erroneous psak will also bring a par. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says, Zayin Shvatim Shechatu Beis Din Mevin Ayedei Par Vein Peturin. And I will say, lastly, is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir holds that halacha lemaisa, it is only the Beis Din who brings the par halam davar min atzibor, never the shevet. The shvatim don't bring the par. Only. See, Rabbi Meir says zayin shvatim shechatu. About saying that Rabbi Meir's model, the only time you bring a par halam davar min atzibor is when there's a majority of the kal, the majority of kal Yisrael. So again, how we define majority, we see two possibilities: either 7 tribes or the numerical majority of the kal. Either way, Rabbi Meir says, is that halacha l'maaseh, when there is a majority who has sinned, it is only Beis Din who brings the par halam davar min atzibor, not the Shvatim. Ne'emar kal lamata, v'ne'emar kal lamala. Ma kal ha'amr lamala Beis Din v'lo tzibor, af kal ha'amr lamata Beis Din v'lo tzibor. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Mishmo. So in the Rabbi Shimon says, what does he say? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, Chatu shisha shvatim, vein rubo shalkal. If 6 of the tribes sinned, and they represent the majority of Kal Yisrael, O Zayin, or 7 tribes sinned, af api she'inu rubo shalkal, even though what? They are not the majority of the Kal, nevertheless, Mevi'in par. So we'll say, Shimon ben Elazar comes along and says, we'll say, he's coming to define what is majority. So he says, majority could take on one of two forms. Either 7 tribes, even if they're not the numerical majority, or numerical majority, even if it's not 7 of the tribes. So we'll say, first wide line. Amar mar, v'noda achatas v'lo shiyadu achotin. We'll say, furthermore, again, what did we see in the braisa above? That the only time you bring a par halam davar min atzibor is when? When the Beis Din is explicitly clear as to what? As to the erroneous ruling they delivered. In other words, if Beis Din is unsure about the erroneous ruling, Beis Din knows, we know we did something wrong, we just what? We don't know what. You don't bring a par halam davar min atzibor. V'lo shiyadu achotin. Mantana, but say, who is the opinion who says this? So the Gemara says, So we'll say, before we get to who we know it's like, we can tell you who it's not like. It's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Disnan, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Manafshach, Im Chelev Achol, Chayiv, Noser Achol Chayiv. So we'll say, Rabbi Eliezer is commenting actually in a different case. Rashi points out he's talking about in a case of in Meseches Krisus, where a person is not sure, this is an individual. I'm not sure if I ate Chilev, or I'm not sure if I ate Nosar. Sir Rabbi Eliezer says at the end of the day, I can go ahead and bring a chatas. Why? Because it will say the carbon for eating chilev or for eating nosar is the same. It's a chatas. So Beleza says, who cares whether you know you ate chilev, you ate chatas, as long as you know what? You ate something. Right? You ate one of those items, then I can bring a chatas, because at the end of the day, it's the same liability for both. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll say, Rashi points out over here, that halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're potter. Rabbi Yeshua says that at the end of the day, if you don't know the exact nature of your liability, then you are not chayiv. So our Mishnah will say clearly, or the Braisa doesn't reflect the view of Rabbi Eliezer. Because if it was Rabbi Eliezer, even if the Beis Din doesn't know what the erroneous ruling was, Rabbi says, as long as we know what? As long as we know that they permitted something whose intentional consumption would what? Would be Chayiv Karis. As long as we know they did that, then what does it matter if it was Chelev, if it was this, doesn't make a difference. So obviously our Gemara, our Braisa does not reflect the view of Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Ashi says, Afilu Tim Rabbi Eliezer, no, it could be even Rabbi Eliezer, why? Shani Yachad Yichsev, could be Parahel and Dovim, that's where it's a little bit different, why? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Chata Aleho. Because we'll say the Pasuk says, that Beis Din is chayiv for, or I should say, that Parahalam Davar Min HaTzibor is, that Parahalam Davar Min HaTzibor is triggered when Klal Yisrael does something Asher Chatu Aleho. So we'll say, so there's a specificity articulated in the Pasuk. Asher Chatu Aleho, for the specific sin that they committed upon it. I Hasam Nami HaKsiv. But one second. Hasam Nami HaKsiv. Asher chatu aleha. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry. Hasam nami aksiv asher chata ba. Bless you. Homi bayile prat lemisase. I will say there that pasuk is coming to teach us something else, which is what? That one cannot be chayiv echiv achatos if they are misasik. I will say misasik means that I was involved in a totally different activity that inadvertently resulted in the commission of an avera. In that case, everyone that's misasik, everyone will agree that halacha lemaisa again, I am not chayiv echatos in that case. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll say, so now we're going back. So now what we have over here is the various shitos concerning under what circumstances, ultimately, again, is a par helam davar min hatzibor bras. So remember again, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that the 12 Shvatim, each of the Shvatim brings their own par. None of that, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? That even the Shvatim who didn't sin, bring on behalf of the Shvatim who did sin. What's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Kasavar arba kahali ksivi. Rabbi Yehuda says, the word kal, in some form, appears four times throughout the parasha of Parhel and Davar Min HaTzibor. Right? It says, Kahal, HaKahal, Kahal, HaKahal. So we'll say, what do I use these four kahals for? Chad l'chayv al-kol kahal v'kahal. One is to teach you that what? That each and every shevet is chayiv, that each and every shevet is called a kahal, is called an assembly unto its own, unto itself. That's one kahal. V'chad l'horot l'ibabez, n'maisa t'alo b'kahal. We'll say, the second one teaches me that Par halam tzibim is only when it brought when the Beis Din administers the ruling, and it's the tzibor who acts on the ruling. V'chad ligrira. We'll say, one is teaching me about grira. What's grira? We'll say, the halacha lemaisa, even the shvatim who didn't sin, bring, grira literally means dragged along, bring a karban on behalf of the shvatim who did sin. V'chad l'shevet sha'asa b'horaz bezin. And we'll say, ultimately, again, one is to teach me about the fact that if one of the shvatim acted based on the psak halacha of its own Beis Din, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda learns out all of his shidos from the four times the fact that the word kal is written. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon's model, Talasa kalik sivi, it says the word kal three times, hakahal, kal, hakahal. But he doesn't touch on the fourth kal. Why? Because that fourth kal appears in the phrase me'ene hakahal. It was obscured from the eyes of the kal, which means, again, Beis Din made a mistake. He says that one you can't touch on. Why? Because that's just an expression. Kedamri inshi me'ene diplanya. As well as people often say, the matter was hidden from the eyes of so-and-so. So we'll say, how does he pass? So chad l'chayiv al-kol kal v'kal. So one kal comes to teach me that each shevet has its own liability for following the psak of the Beis Din. Utre achrini ne'emar lemata kal v'ne'emar lemala kal. It says kal earlier and it says kal over here. Malalan bezin makal. Just like we'll say, it says over here that bezin has to be with the kal. Afkan bezin makal. So to we'll say over here, we're only chayiv if what? If it's the high court that ultimately goes ahead and administers the psak halacha. Rabbi Meir, kal hakal lo darsh. Rabbi Meir doesn't darsh in this at all. He doesn't darsh in kals. Therefore, Hilchach treka halik sivi mi boile. Therefore, ultimately, again, he needs the two kals that are written. Why? Ne'amar lemata kal v'ne'amar lemala kal. Ma lahalon bezdin velo tzibor. Afkan bezdin velo tzibor. Say he teaches it to me to teach me what? That just like earlier, again, I will say the kal is referring to bezdin, not the tzibor. So Tovir is referring to bezdin, not the tzibor. So I will say, remember again, what's Rabbi Meir Shita? Rabbi Meir Shita ultimately is that who brings the par helam davar min tzibor? It's the Beis Din. It's the Beis Din. Beis Din brings the power, not the populace. Therefore, he learns that out, ultimately, again, from the Gzeirah Shavar. Rav Shimon Elazar, my time, what's Rav Shimon Elazar's logic? Ksiv v'haya me'enei ha'ida, alma mi'uta d'ksiv me'enei. So we'll say, again, remember, on one hand, Rav Shimon Elazar says as follows. The Pasuk says, v'haya me'enei ha'ida. Now, he understands me'enei ha'ida to be a limiting or exclusionary phrase. So the Gemara says, and ksiv, and it says, kilochala am bishkaga, lememra deruban in mi'utalo. So we'll say, on one hand, it says, me'enei ha'ida, if a matter becomes obscured from the eyes of the congregation. So it sounds like, again, even if a small minority sinned, yet it also says, kilochala am bishkaga, chala am alose means what? Everyone sins. So which one is it? Lememra deruba in mi'utalo. Sounds like it's only the rove, but not the mi'ut. So in other words, ha'ketzad, Asuvav vehin ruban shalkal. So I'll say Rabbi Shimon Elazar teaches me the following. If six of the tribes committed the Avera, meaning acted based on the erroneous Pesach of the Sanhedrin, and they represent the numerical majority of Klal Yisrael, Afa Pishen Rubo, Ozain Afa Pishen Rubo Shalkal, or if seven of the tribes followed the erroneous Pesach of the Beis Din, even though what? They are not the numerical majority, nevertheless, Chayav, and ultimately again they are Chayav. We'll say Amadeus. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Dahorah, Tliya, Bebezdin, Umaisa, Tliya, Bekalminal. We'll say, wait, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, no. That in order for a par halam tzibra obligation to be triggered, the psak halacha has to be given by the Beis Din, but the action has to be taken by the kahal, to which the Gemara says, where do we know that? From Minaluhu, Amar Abaye, Da Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Vahaya, Ime'ene ha'eda nesta lishkaga. Because let's say the Pasuk says, and it will be, if from the eyes of the congregation, nesta lishkaga, the matter was committed inadvertently. Rava Amar Rava says, Milachala ambishkaga. Rava says, we learn from the Pasuk, from Milachala ambishkaga, that the entire nation acted inadvertently. Utsicha, we need both Pasukim, why? Because of Rahman the Vayu, Ime'ene ha'eda nesta lishkaga. If what it just said, the first Pasuk, Sahava Amina Afilu Miuta, I would have thought that even if just the minority of the population sins, there's a parhelum davaminatsibor. Lachiksiv lachala ambishkaga. Therefore the Pasuk says that the entire nation is inadvertent. Ikasa lachala ambishkaga. And if it would have just said lachala ambishkaga, hava amina agda avdi bezdin bahadi ruba. I might have thought that Allah Lamaisa, the Beis Din, has to act together with this Rav as well. Lachi ksiv v'hayoa me'enea eida nesta l'shkaga. V'ha ki ksiv yihani b'kra b'avodas kol chavimut ksiv. But one second, these psukim have also written in the context of Avodah Zarah. Yafinon me'enea eine. So ultimately you're making zir shav of eine eine to teach us that this halacha applies whether Beis Din is delivering an erroneous ruling about Avodah Zarah or about anything else for which there would be a chiyuv kares. Good, weiter. Holu Beis Din Shal Echad. So let's remember again, what did the Mishnah say? If the Beis Din of one of the tribes, the Beis Din of one of the tribes, delivered an erroneous ruling, so we'll say again, that does not trigger Par Ha'alam Davra Minat Tzibur. Has to be the Sanhedrin. So it says the Gemara, Ibai Lehu, Shevet Echad Rabbi Huda, Ba'oraz Beis Din Agadol, Mi Maisu, Shar Shvatim Olo. So listen to this question. What happens if you have the following situation? Horaz Beis Din Agadol. I'm sorry. Shevet Echad Rabbi Yehuda. But so we'll say, what happens if one tribe acted based on the psak of the Sanhedrin Agadol? So we'll say, so one tribe acted, but it was the psak of the Sanhedrin Agadol. So we'll say, remember again, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that each and every tribe brings its own par helam davar minat zibor. So what happens in the following situation? One tribe acts based on the erroneous psak of the Beis Din HaGadol. Mi maisu shar shvatim olo. So what's remember again, Rabbi Huda's model, remember, also, the tribes who did not commit an Avera, also what? Bring on behalf of the tribes that did. So if one tribe committed an Avera based on the psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, do the other tribes bring for that one tribe or not? Mi aminon shivashatim hu demaisu shar shvatim bahadayu mishum di ikaruba. Do we say the only time that the other tribes bring a carbon abosa is when you have seven tribes. When you have the majority of the tribes who committed an inadvertent sin based on the sack of the Beis Din, that's when we say that what? That the tribes who didn't sin have to bring on behalf of the tribes who did sin. However, again, but again, one tribe, now remember Rabbi Saying Rabbi Huda's model, even if one tribe sins, remember Rabbi Saying Rabbi Huda's whole model is, one tribe is also called the Kal. So Rabbi Huda's model, you can have, if one tribe follows the Psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and erroneous Psak, they are going to bring a Par Helam Davra Minat Sibor. That will happen. The Shaila is, do the other tribes have to also bring on behalf of that one tribe? Remember Said said before that Rabbi Huda's model, you always have 12. So, not necessarily, meaning remember, here's what we do know. We know when there is a majority of the tribes, then what? Then all 12 bring. Now the Gemara is asking is, what happens if one tribe sins? So we'll say, what do we know in Rabbi Yehuda's model when one tribe sins? That tribe, one tribe is called the Kal, that tribe brings a par halam davar min atzibor. That we know. That's whether that's halacha ma'is, we'll have to see. But that's Shaila Rabbi Yehuda. The Shaila is, do all the other tribes bring on behalf of the one as well? So do we say the only time that the rest of the tribes bring is when there's a rov of the shvatim who sinned? Then even the ones who didn't bring, avachad shevet deleka rubalo. But if there's only one tribe, obviously is not a rov, then the other tribes do not bring. Or maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Huda's model essentially is one for all, right? One for all and all for one. That once one of the shvatim is bringing a par helam davar min atzibor, by definition, that ignites tribal liability for all of the shvatim. Suppose say that's the shaila. Amen. Say thank you. I'm shaking a special bracha on the Pesach coffee this year. Delicious. Says the Gemara Tashma. Mahin Mevian. Supposed to listen to this. So what do they bring? Par Echad. What do the tribes bring? So par Echad, they bring one par. Rabbi Shimon says, I should say differently. The Mishnah says, Mahin Mevian, what do they bring? Par Echad, one par. Rabbi Shimon Amar Shnei Parim. Rabbi Shimon says, two parim. So what's the case here? If you want to say that it's where seven tribes sinned, Rabbi Shimon Tamnei Boi. So we'll say in that case, Rabbi Shimon. Remember what sheet is Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says that not only do the Shvatim bring their own parim, but what else? Bezin also brings. So if we're talking about a case where seven of the tribes sinned, so in Rabbi Shimon's model there should be eight parim, seven for the tribes, one for Bezin. Elu dechata shevet echad. Rather, it must be what? We must be talking about a case over here where one shevet sinned. So what's the case? B'mai, I b'horas beis dino, if the shevet made a mistake in that it relied on its own beis din, Rabbi Shimon lesle, right? So we'll say, if that's the case, remember again, if they're relying on if the mistake we're talking about is a mistaken ruling given by their own beis din, then what? Then Rabbi Shimon will say, there is no par ha'elam davar min atzibor in that case. El alav, Boraz Beis Din HaGadol. Rather, it has to be what? That it's talking about an erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. V'tanakama mai, money. And Rabbi say, whose opinion is the Tanakama? Inim Rabbi Meir Haruba Boi. Rabbi say, if you want to say it's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir requires the majority of the Shvatim for Parham Dov Ben Atzibor. Elalav Rabbi Huda. Rather, you have to say it's Rabbi Huda. Ukigon Shechata Shevet Echad. And what's the case? The case is where one Shevet sinned. So we'll say, therefore, what do you see from that? It sounds like that according to Rabbi Yehuda, where one shevet sins, who brings the par halam davar min atzibor? That one shevet, and the other shvatim are not activated in a situation like that. Army Acham asking, what's the case over here? Kegon shechatu shisha shvatim vein ruban shalkal. But say, what's the case over here? Is where six of the shvatim sinned, but they are in the numerical majority. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari, Omer, We'll say first white line. Mishmo, I'm sorry, Rav Shimon Elazar on Mishmo. Chatu shisha vein ruban shalkal. If six of the shvatim sinned and they are the numerical majority, o shiva afa pi she'ina ruban shalkal, or seven sinned, right? They are the tribal majority, even though they're not the numerical majority. Mevi and par. We'll say the aloch is they bring a par. So the Gemara says Tashma. Rabbi Huda Omer. Rabbi Huda says as follows: Shevet sha'asa b'horaz bezdino. We'll say if a shevet acted based on the instructions of its own tribal Beis Din. So what's the halacha? Also, Shevet Chayiv, Hushar Kala Shvatim Peturin. So we'll say what? That Shevet is Chayiv, but all the other Shvatim are Pater. Ubaharaz Beis Din Agodol, Afilu Shar Shvatim Chayovin. We'll say, but if the one Shevet acted based on the instruction of the Beis Din Agodol, then what? Even the other shvatim will be chayiv shmamina. So we'll say halach lamaisa the halach lamaisa in Rabbi Huda. But we just learned two interesting things, by the way. So first of all, according to Rabbi Huda, it appears that there could be a chiyuv for a par ha'elam davar min atzibur according to Rabbi Huda, even when it's based on the psak din of the high court of that shevet. But according to Rabbi Huda, if the shevet is following the erroneous instruction of its own high court, then that shevet will bring a par ha'elam davar min atzibur, but what? Not the other shvatim. But if one shevet is acting on the instructions of the Beis Din HaGadol, then, according to Rabbi Huda, that shevet brings a par, and what? All of the other shvatim are activated as well. So we'll say, so it turns out that in Rabbi Huda's model, indeed, when you have any time a shevet acts erroneously based on the instruction of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, all of the shvatim end up bringing a par helam davar min atzibur. Incredible. Am Ravashi. Masnisin namidekar. Ravashi says the truth is this is supported by our Mishnah as well. Diktani va'asa osa shevet al pihem. Right? The pasuk says that particular shevet acted based on their word. Osu ha-shevet chayiv ushar shala kalashvatim peturin. You're telling me then that it's only that one shevet who's chayiv, but the other shvatim are pater. If that's the case, lamali lemisn ushar shvatim peturin. The Mishnah didn't need to say the other shvatim are pater. Hatana osa shevet chayiv. Since the Mishnah says that shevet is chayiv, I would have understood that what? The chayvan the tana osa shevet chayiv memel yedano shar shvatim peturin. We'll say, once the Mishnah says that shevet is chayiv by definition of the other shvatim are pater, elahak mashmolan, the Behoraz Beis Dino the Shar Shvatim Peturin, Ava Behoraz Beis Din HaGadol Afilu Shar Shvatim Chayovin Shmamina. Rather, Rabbi, so we keep him intact from the Mishnah that it's only in the case ultimately again where Shevet is following the instruction of its own Beis Din, that Shevet will be Chayiv, the other Shvatim will be Peturin. But if a particular Shevet is following the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, then once that Shevet has to bring a Par Helam Davar Min Atzibur, then what? The other Shvatim must do so as well. An incredible sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So again, whether or not you pass like that halacha l'maisa remains to be seen. But at least now we understand that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is about saying that, first of all, a number of novelties. Number one, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even if one Shevet follows the erroneous ruling of Beis Din, of the Sanhedrin, it has to bring a par helam davar min atzibur. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, each Shevet is called a kal. Not only that, but once one Shevet has to bring the par helam davar min atzibur, then what? Every Shevet has to bring. The only exception to that rule is if it's not a ruling of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, but it's a ruling of the high court of that Shevet. In that case, if the Shevet is following the ruling of its own high court, then what? Then it has, then that Shevet has to bring a karban, the other Shvatim do not. A very strong message about collective responsibility. Absolutely. Arvos. Ibailu. Shevet Echad Shasa Waraz Beis Din HaGadol. So let's listen to this. What happens if you have a Shevet Echad, one Shevet? Shasa Waraz Beis Din HaGadol. It will say, follow the Psak Halacha of the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin handed down an erroneous ruling. You have one Shevet who follows it. So the Rabbi Shimon, me, my Silo. So what's now we're transitioning from Rabbi Huda to Rabbi Shimon. We'll say, remember again, what was Shitas Rabbi Shimon? Shitas Rabbi Shimon was, Rabbi Shimon holds, he builds on Rabbi Huda. He says, yes, that each Shevet is called its own Kal. Each Shevet must go ahead and bring its own Paralim Davim and Atzibor. And furthermore, again, when one bring, or I should say, when the majority brings, they all bring. He also adds in that the Beis Din also brings its own par. So as Rabbi Huda had 12 as a maximum, Rabbi Shimon has 13 as a maximum. So the Shailas will say as follows. What happens if one Shevet acted on the Psak of the Sanhedrin Agadol, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, mi mai si o lo. So we'll say, so ultimately again, what happens in that case? Mi mai si o lo. So we'll say, what's the level of liability in that particular case? So the Gemara says as follows, Tashma, mahin mabin, what do they bring? Par echot. Bring one par. Rabbi Shimon omer shnei parim. Shimon says two parim. But my askinah, we'll say, so what's the case? What's the Bryce's case? Ilema shechatu shiva. If you want to say that it's a case of where seven of the shvatim sinned, shnei parim, what do you mean two parim? Shmona parim. So we'll say, if seven shvatim sinned, according to Rabbi Shimon, then what? Then what? You would have eight. Seven for the shvatim who sinned, and one for the Sanhedrin. Ela dechata shevet echad. Rather, you have to say it's a case where what? One of the shvatim sinned. Ubemai. We'll say, what's the case? Ilema boras beis dino. If you want to say the Shevet sinned based on the Psak din of its own based in Rabbi Shimon Lesley, we'll say Rabbi Shimon does not hold that there's any liability where a tribe, where a Shevet follows its own based din. The only time Rabbi Shimon says his liability is when it follows Sanhedrin Agadol. Ela Boraz based in Agadol. Rather, it's the Raz based in Agadol, Sanhedrin. Vitizbara, Tanakama money. We'll say, who is the Tanakama? E Rabbi Meir Ha Ruba Bayir. Well, say if it's already Meir, if Meir holds, you only bring a parallel of Minatzi, but either when there's a numerical or tribal rove. So E Rabbi Huda, Shar Shvatim Nami Maisar. Well, say if it's Rabbi Huda holds that once, even one Shevet brings, then what? Then the rest have to bring as well. Elohaman Rabbi Shimon Alazarhi. Well, say rather again, it must reflect the view of Rabbi Shimon Alazarhi, the sign as we taught above. Tashma, Vecham de Chacham say, Li Olam Eno Chayev Ela Al Horaz Beiz Nagado. Chacham say, Abosai, that the only time you bring a parallel in Davin HaTzibur is when Halach HaLamayisah, again, they're following a Psak Halach of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Man Chacham, Abosai, who are the Chachamim? Ilim Rabbi Meir, if you want to say it's Rabbi Meir, Rubabai, Rabbi Meir holds that you either need a tribal or numerical majority. Elalav Rabbi Shimon Hi, rather you have to say that, Abosai, that it is Rabbi Shimon, to which the Gemara says, ultimately, again, Shema Mino, indeed see that this is correct. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Shevet Echad de Ikri Kalmanale. Boss, listen to this. So now, Boss, the common denominator between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda is that they, see, Boss, the difference is Rabbi Huda. So we saw the differences already. But what they both agree on is as follows, that even one Shevet is called a Kal. Even one Shevet is called essentially Klal Yisrael. It's called an assembly. Where do they get that from? To which the Gemara says something amazing. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, Shevet Echad Ikri Kalmanalu. Omri Dechsev, Vayamod Yoshafat Bekal Yehuda, Vyushalayim, Nocha Chatzra Hashem, Nocer Chatzra Beis Hashem, Echadasha. Because the Pasuk said that Yoshafat stood Bekal Yehuda Vyushalayim. He stood in front of the assembly of Yehuda, the Kal Yudin Yushalayim, opposite the Beis Hashem Echadasha, the new house of God. What does that mean? My Echadasha. Bosei means that this was the place where they were mechadish, right? They made a chiddush. Bosei, what was the chiddush? Va'amru tevul yom al yikanis b'machane leviyah. Bosei, it happens that under Yehoshaphat, they went ahead and they made a brand new ruling, which was what? That a tevul yom is someone who went to the mikvah that day, but still requires Herav Shemesh, still requires the sunset in order to become Tahor. So they pask in that a tevul yom can't enter into Machane Leviyah. So we'll say, but what's the point over here? The point over here is you see that Yehoshaphat is standing in front of seemingly one tribe, which is Yehuda. And what does it call Yehuda? A Kal. So the Gemara suggests, you see from the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda learn out from here, that even one Shevet is called a Kal. To which the Gemara says, Maskif l'Ravacha bar Yaakov mimai, Dilma Sheni Yerushalayim. Maybe Yerushalayim is different, I'll tell you why. Dehavid Nami Binyamin. Because they're both saying, remember again, here's what's interesting about Yerushalayim. In all the other areas of Eretz Yisrael, they were predominantly occupied by one tribe. Yerushalayim was unique, Rabbi says, that Yerushalayim was actually occupied by two tribes. Shouldn't use occupied. Occupied is the wrong word for it. So, right? That inhabited, right? Yerushalayim was inhabited by two tribes, right? By Yehuda and Binyamin. So maybe the reason why the Navi uses the Lashon Kal over here is because in Yerushalayim there were two tribes. But Enochinami, that is not necessarily a raya, that one tribe constitutes that one tribe constitutes a kahal, to which the Gemara says, "Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov, you're right. We can bring another raya. Dechsir vayomer Eli, hineni mafrocha v'irbisicha unisaticha lekahal amim." Pasuk Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, "I will make you fruitful. I will multiply you, and I'll make you tekahal amim." Now this was said to Yaakov Avinu right before when man is yodet leahishait. Who was born in that moment? Binyamin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this to Yaakov Avinu right after the birth of one of the tribes, Binyamin. So you see from here that what? That even the birth of one tribe is, or even one tribe is called Kal, Shema Mino, Hachikam Rachmano. This is what the Torah is saying. Misyalid lecha hashto, Kal Achrino. Ultimately, again, who's going to be born to you right now? Another Kal. So you see from here, ultimately, that's what Jabo is saying, that even one shape, it is called the Kal. Maybe perhaps this is what Kal. Maybe God was saying something different. You're about to give birth to Binyamin. Now you're going to have 12 tribes. 12 tribes is called a Kal. To which the Gemara doesn't make sense. Why does that make any sense? 12 tribes are called the Kal. 11 tribes are not called the Kal. Rather, the Gemara says, no, it must be, you see from here, that even one tribe is called the Kal. So we'll say the Gemara ends. We're going to stop over here for today. But the Gemara ultimately, you can still have the coffee, Nehemiah. The coffee is still yours. So you see over here, that's what? That Lemaisa, again, even one tribe is called the Kal. So the Gemara Bosa is bringing two different potential sources. Either ultimately, again, from Binyamin, the fact that the birth of Binyamin is called the birth of a Kahal, or ultimately, again, from Yehoshaphat, that Yehoshaphat is standing, and when he addresses Shevet Yehuda, that is called Kahal Yehuda. All right, so stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up here tomorrow. I'll send out the schedule for tomorrow and Shabbos. Both times the daf will be in Meretz Hashem in the afternoon. We'll send it out later. Good Yom Tov and a good night.